back here and having such a big game and your first time back and everything?
Yeah, it was big. It was special to me. I tried to downplay it in my mind, you know, not get too excited about it. But last night when we came in here, you know, we're taking the bus from the airport, and you know, the route that we take is right through my old neighborhood and stuff like that. So it just all the different emotions came over me, and the drive into the stadium, stuff like that, just, you know, started to become even more special to me, and I wanted to play well, but more important than that, I wanted us to come out here with a win.
Timely interceptions. Now you've got 3 and 4 games, and they seem like they're always coming at huge points.
You know, just really playing the defense designed the way it's designed. You know, coaching staff is putting me in position to make plays. You know, sometimes it's a pass rush getting there. You know, it's a combination of pass rush and coverage. So that's really it. You know, everybody just doing their job and just being fortunate to be in the right place at the right time.
London, as much as everybody wants to talk about, you know, who was quarterback in the offense, really it was the defense that won this game.
You know, coming into this game, we knew it was going to be important on how we played. We knew we had to get some 3-and-outs, some takeaways, things like that. With Kurt making his first start, we wanted to make sure we did our part. And, you know, we felt like Kurt would be fine. And you saw what he was able to do once he settled down a little bit. You know, they were able to put up a lot of points. He was able to throw for a lot of yards. But defensively, we had to keep the game, you know, in control and close, especially early. I think Rob Jackson's interception was huge because it really got us sparked in the second half. You know, that interception, he gets the interception. We get 7 points out of that. And then, you know, we kind of roll from there.
Can you talk about the play that you had on your interception and also what you guys did as a whole against Brandon Weeden, what you saw against as far as what he gave this week?
Yeah, we came with one of our pressures, and, you know, I just kind of zoned up and, you know, just reading the quarterback from there. I think he was trying to hit a deep over route behind me, and I don't, he probably didn't see me, you know, just reading somebody else, thinking that the receiver would be open, but I was kind of dropped into that window. And, you know, they had hit us with a deep crossing route on their second touchdown play. That was the big gainer, the deep crossing route. So we kind of changed up our defenses a little bit different. And I was just kind of, you know, once I was able to free up, just expecting a deep crossing route from behind.
London, what's the overall feeling in there right now? 5 wins in a row, tied for first place. I mean, you were 3-6 just, you know, a month and a half ago.
You know, just same approach, same mentality. Just coming in, trying to play our best football second half of the season. That's what Coach Shanahan always talks about, stretching guys, just working hard. Just you have a really the group is just really focused, you know, not getting caught up in anything else, you know, outside of our locker room, outside of our building. You know, just focusing on one game at a time, the next opponent, not worrying about anything else. And that's what's helped us play good football. We got guys just playing their best football in the second half of the season.
Why do you think that the turnaround started, or do you think there was a turning point when you were 3-6, or is it just the bye week? If you could point to one or two things that really.
I think, you know, because our bye was kind of late in the season, you know, relatively speaking, it was after 9 games. So, you know, we were playing some young guys. You know, we had the 4 preseason games. Maybe we're a little bit of a tired group as well. So getting away a little bit, kind of getting our self mentally refreshed, physically refreshed, and then from there, guys just said, okay, you know, we're 3-6 right now, but we still can stay in this thing, but we have to win the next ball game. And that was, I think we were coming up, we were after the bye, we played Philadelphia. And, you know, from there, once we beat Philadelphia, we had the short week against Dallas, and that was a huge game. We got that. And, you know, just from there, just things started you know, looking good for us, and we just continued to play good football.
We'll take one more.
How good is it to be in control of your own destiny now, knowing that it's up to you guys to?
You know, really, we have to keep the same mentality that we've kept the you know, previous 5 ball games. Don't worry about, you know, us controlling our destiny. We knew we had to continue to win. That was the only way we're gonna give ourselves a chance. And, you know, really, at 3-6, we were controlling our own destiny for the most part. We had to win, so we won. You know, we won ball games. We probably make the playoffs, but and that's no different than at 3-6 and 8-6 as far as mentality wise.
That's it. Thank you.